Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dick Cocos. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Burchin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Harry Burchin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hoskins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Hoskins. And now, play ball. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Krahoski moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Wertz moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive towards the mound. Hoskins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoskins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields the ball and throws to Burchin covering. Safe. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Glenn. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Westlake moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Courtney moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoskins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0-for-2 in the game. Burchin strikes out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Harry Simpson. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Joe Tipton. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoskins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Larry Doby now playing center field. Jim Hegan now catching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glynn for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0-for-3 in the game. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-4 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball towards center. Dyke catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoskins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoskins strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-5 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens juggles the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Glenn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Avila goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.